Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. They did not say how the strike was conducted, nor the identities of those killed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since carried out bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed, nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. United Nations says 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. At a regional summit in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, the government of South Sudan accepted the deployment of a regional protection force. Mahmoud Mwalim is executive secretary of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD.
There will be a protection force for obvious reasons, you know, to protect civilian protection of the, supporting the cantonment of the forces and other roles.
Some countries will send their chiefs of defense to work with and help the government of South Sudan. Country is thought to be on the verge of a civil war following recent fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his rival, former Vice President Riek Machar. United States on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S. are women and children. This is VOA News. Turning to U.S. politics, speaking at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke about how he thinks the U.S. political system is flawed.
It's time to change a rigged political system that works only for the insiders and to replace it with a government that serves the people. Have to do it.
Earlier, the Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention of African-American and Hispanic journalists here in Washington she has issue with Trump's temperament and many of his public statements.
When he accuses a distinguished federal judge of Mexican heritage, of not being fair, when he insults a Gold Star family of a Muslim American who served in the military, you know the list. I will stand up and call him out on that.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election will be held November the 8th. The opening ceremony of the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro brought a roaring crowd of tens of thousands to their feet. 3 billion people expected to watch the ceremony on television, featuring more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first ever team of refugees to band together and compete. And earlier in the day, riot police broke up a protest with tear gas and stun grenades. A few hundred protesters outside the Olympic Stadium were denouncing what they say is corruption and overspending in preparation for the Games. Protester Enrique Mania told the Associated Press, "People are using the Olympic Games as a justification to exclude poor people in the city." He said Rio de Janeiro is a very unequal city, a very divided city, and after the Olympics, he says, we are going to have an even more divided and segregated city. U.S. officials are looking to boost economic engagement with Myanmar, a country that has been dubbed by some the final frontier because it is one of the last markets largely untouched by Western companies. United States imposed heavy economic sanctions on Myanmar in 1997 over the ruling military junta's repression of democratic opposition. In recent years, Washington has rolled back its sanctions following pro-democratic reforms. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.